This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the What's On Your Mind program. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hannon today. If I've not met you before, nice to meet you folks. Good to have, be with you on the radio for a little bit today. I am president of Flag Family Media. We own AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 The Flag. One station in Fargo, the other in Tioga. So I've had a chance many times over the last couple of years since joining our company to travel out west and hang out with the good folks in the Bakken. So good to be with you by radio today. And I enjoy filling in for Scott whenever the opportunity comes up. Scotty will be back in on Monday of next week, and I'll be filling in for you here today. Coming up tomorrow, John Trandum, chair of District 45, Republicans, will be in. Wednesday and Friday, Ron Nest, North Dakota Petroleum Council president, and then Thursday, Gary Emanuel, former chairman of the North Dakota Republican Party, will be here with you. And so glad to have you with us here for the program this morning. And want you to know that if you're looking for that job that makes you feel like you're appreciated, isn't that what we all want in our job, to feel like what we do matters and people care about, not just the work we do, but the people we are? Well, Polar Service Center has got some good news for you. They're hiring. In Kildare, North Dakota, they're looking for a certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack, and diesel mechanic. Now, in Williston, they're looking for a certified welder. A tank or trailer experience is required for some of the positions there. But what a great place to work. When Polar opens up the hiring, the word kind of gets around, hey, Polar's hiring, and there's a good reason for that. They've got competitive pay, great benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, and life insurance, paid time off, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and they pay very well as well. Call them at 612-214-8781 and ask for Maria. 612-214-8781 and ask for Maria. Before we get to our first guest of the 10 o'clock hour, Daryl Richeson, interim director of the North Dakota Ag Weather Network, I want to tell you about the two big items that came down in the last half hour or so. The Supreme Court has reinstated the Trump travel ban and will hear arguments on the case coming up this fall. This will allow the Trump administration to mostly enforce its 90-day ban on travelers from six mostly Muslim countries, overturning lower court orders that blocked it. It's a victory for President Trump in the biggest legal controversy of his young presidency. The court did leave one category of foreigners protected, those with, quote, a credible claim of a bona fide relationship with a person or entity in the United States. The justices will hear arguments in the case in October. The other case that came down was the case of a Missouri church that was ruled this morning to have the same right as other charitable groups to seek state money. The Trinity Lutheran Church of Columbia, Missouri, wanted to put a soft surface on its preschool playground. They applied for some state money, but they were denied because they were a church. But the church argued that we've got after-school groups, community kids come over. It's not just our church. It's kind of a community gathering place, and they ended up winning. 7-2 was the vote count on that one. So a couple of court cases that you'll be hearing about a lot today as you go through your day. All right, pleased to welcome into the program right now Daryl Richeson. Daryl is the interim director of the North Dakota Ag Weather Network. Daryl and I have been friends for a long time, and whenever the weather makes the news, I think, boy, I should get Daryl on to see what's going on and what the prospect is for precipitation coming up soon. That's what we're all talking about these days. Daryl, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, thanks. Good to be on, Steve.
Yeah, good to have you, Daryl. Thanks a lot. So just taking a look at the U.S. Drought Monitor right now, the USDA puts it out. Forestry Service has something similar as well. Three areas in North Dakota being remarkably hard hit. About 40% of the state is in either a severe or an extreme drought situation right now, and everybody's dry. So if you look at the kind of the Missouri River Channel, Bismarck and a little bit north of that, and then there's a pocket in southwestern North Dakota, one in far northwestern North Dakota. Those are the places where it's the worst, an extreme drought there. Just give us a sense of what the short and long-term prospects are for those folks, especially in the southwest and western part of the state, getting some rain.
Not all that great. You know, there have been multiple times where it has rained in the last two or three weeks, but most folks have noticed that as a general rule, it's been, you know, very light. You'll get a tenth of an inch, a few hundredths of an inch, a few folks, you know, a quarter of an inch every once in a while. You know, a good thunderstorm will pass by in a very isolated spot will get an inch. But it's a matter of, you know, getting these rain threats to be more widespread and a little bit more in the number side of that rain. And really right now, Steve, you know, as most people have heard, it's been really hot in the desert Southwest. And if those of us in the Midwest might think, well, it's always hot in the Southwest. But by their standards, it's even, you know, hot. And so that's really that bubble of hot air forces the jet stream up. And our flow is really coming in out of Canada. And flows out of Canada is when you get light precipitation and cool weather. And, of course, it's been very cool. And we will warm up a little bit in the next couple of days. And with that will come a little bit of rain, but then we will trend cool again. So really what I'm saying, Steve, is, yeah, it's going to rain on occasion in the next week. But, you know, the odds are that the rainfall will be pretty light. And the areas that are the driest, you know, where you mentioned really in western North Dakota, those areas have the probably the lowest probability of getting much rainfall. So much of the rain that does fall will be in areas that, you know, certainly could use a little bit of rain, but are not nearly as dire straits as the folks out west. It's really not a lot of good news in the short term.
Darrell, let me play fact or fiction with you for a minute. It seems to me, the untrained guy who just watches these things, that we get more of a chance of rain when the temperatures are warmer because you bring in a chance of severe weather and you can get thunderstorms, which sometimes bring the hail and the high winds that we don't like to see, but they oftentimes bring torrential rain, which many times is a lifesaver, as was the case here about a week and a half ago. Is that fact or fiction that it seems like we need warm weather to really get rain?
In the sense of heavier rain, generally what you described is true. You know, I do those ag reports for you all every day, and you know, last week or in the last 10 days, I actually did one. And I understand why people don't like severe weather, but severe weather brings a vast majority of the rain in North Dakota comes with severe weather because those are the storms that produce the heavier rains. And we also tend oftentimes, as most folks, you know, been in these parts for very long, will quickly pick out, you know, we'll oftentimes only get rain once or twice, three times a month of any consequence intermixed with a lot of light rainfall events. So really what we need is a couple of severe weather outbreaks to bring a lot of rain into the state. There's going to be some negative components with that, but a lot of positives. And I always tell people this, that, you know, really every time there's severe weather and you hear all the bad news with severe weather and there's an economic impact of that bad weather, the economic impact for the rain that came with it far outweighs the negative, you know, from the severe weather damage that actually occurs. So it's really this, you know, in North Dakota, you tend to have this love-hate relationship, you know, with severe weather because it brings bad, but at the same time, most of the time it brings more good than it does bad, actually.
So any guesses as to what you're seeing out there by the models, when our next chance of significant precipitation might hit North Dakota?
You know, significant, widespread, I just don't see it coming. You know, it would be too far out there. You know, in the next couple of weeks, there will probably be some spots that might pick up an inch. It would be, you know, more of an isolated nature. As soon as tomorrow, there will be some rain in the state, especially western North Dakota may get it tomorrow. And then the eastern part of the state into western Minnesota, more so tomorrow night into Wednesday. There will be another disturbance on Thursday, but it's a matter of, you know, anything of consequence. And generally, you know, for soil conditions, you really need at least a half an inch to get that water to penetrate any distance into the soil. I mean, a quarter of an inch, we're only really getting the topsoil wet. It's really not even getting down to the roots of shallow plants very well, let alone the deeper moisture. So really, you need at least a half an inch plus. And some parts of the state will get it, you know, on that, you know, tomorrow into Wednesday and a little bit on Thursday, but it's not going to be very widespread. And again, generally, I think the best opportunity to get a half inch plus, and it will be scattered, of course, will probably be in the east, not where they need it the most. So in that sense, Steve, I just don't see any significant pattern change for at least the next 2 to 3 weeks. And although it's been cool, Steve, you know, next week there are indications around the 4th because we'll warm up, you know, a little bit in the next couple of days, and then we'll have that cold front come through that will trigger off the rain midweek. So then we're going to be chilly again Thursday, Friday, and the Saturday. But then next week we could have 3-4 days where it's pretty warm. And western North Dakota, where the soil is so dry, they could get 90s And of course, 90s with dry heat, you know, that's going to add to the, you know, add to the problems that they have.
Daryl, your best 30 seconds. What are farmers talking to you about, people who are growing crops in the eastern part of the state? The Red River Valley has been doing better, but still abnormally dry. There's no parts of the state that are average precipitation. What are you hearing about from farmers in the eastern part of the state?
Well, although the map does say abnormally dry, there are several areas of the state that are doing well. There are spots that have even picked up above average precipitation. So that map kind of broad brushes. You know, it's not as bad as that pointed out for everyone. You know, the sugar beet crop's doing fantastic this year. The areas that gotten rain, you know, in the Red River Valley, you know, there are certainly spots that, that aren't doing perfect, but things are going pretty well. But, you know, it's always you keep needing to add the precipitation on all the time. And so that's really going to be, I think, continuing to be the story, at least in the short term for the next couple of weeks, is just how much moisture that we can get to add to the situation.
All right. Daryl, always good to talk to you. Thanks for the perspective on it all. Appreciate your time today.
It's always good to be on with you, Steve. Thanks.
Thanks very much. Daryl Richardson joining us, interim chair of the North Dakota Ag Weather Network. North Dakota Safety Council Safety Talk coming up next.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Hi, I'm Elise Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Folks, well, if not, I can fix that for you because PetroServe USA has got some phenomenal food and beverage specials here in the month of June. And since it's already, goodness, June 26th, can that be possible, Todd Mitchell, that July is just 4 days away here? My word. That we've got some great deals at PetroServe USA for you. You better get them while they last. Deli Express Mega Sandwiches, $2.79 each. Nestle Pure Life Water, 2 for $1, and Albanese gummies. Now, if you've not had them, I've not had them myself, but I've heard people say they are the best gummy bears out there today. So check those out. $1.29 each. They've got them on sale while it lasts. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. They're also giving away $50,000 to register weekly for one of $1,050 gift cards. PetroServe USA. Well, we like to do every month, in conjunction with our good friends at North Dakota Safety Council, with support from Workforce Safety and Insurance, just to remind you of some important things that you want to know. And with the 4th of July Independence Day holiday coming up here in just a few days, time to talk about things that we need to be watching when we are outside. And for this conversation today, please have with us Serena Schmidt. She's the marketing manager at North Dakota Safety Council. Hi, Serena. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good morning. And also with us is Dr. Joel Blanchard from Sanford OcMed in Bismarck. Dr. Blanchard, thanks for your time today. Good to have you on the show.
Nice to be here. Thanks for inviting us.
Absolutely. Thank you for making time. This segment is brought to you every month by the North Dakota Safety Council with support from Workforce Safety and Insurance. And this month's Safety Talk focuses on some common summer injuries and is sponsored by Sanford OcMed. So, Serena, this is really an important time of year, right, to be talking about these things, because on some of these things with safety, with water and fire and things like that, you just can't be reminded too often, right?
Exactly. You know, July and August, there's some tough months that we see a lot more injuries during those months. And so we just want to put some reminders out there to keep safety top of mind over these next couple months.
And the North Dakota Safety Council has a really good relationship and a partnership with Sanford OcMed. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a really natural fit for us. You know, our customers are pretty much the same. The NDSC, we obviously focus on preventing workplace injuries. And Sanford OcMed, you know, a lot of their focus is on helping workers return to work safely if they do get hurt. And so our goal is to partner and help our customers easily access what they need to work safely. So we offer several things through our partnership. One is that our members of the North Dakota Safety Council get free or discounted services through Sanford OcMed. And then also we're building our new hands-on safety campus here in Bismarck. And in that new facility, we'll be partnering with Sanford OcMed to provide drug tests and other return-to-work services at the campus.
And at Sanford OcMed, prevention is also a big part of what we do as well, and it's a natural fit with the North Dakota Safety Council in terms of providing this information. We both deal with a lot of different companies, and we've developed some synergy in communicating to the spectrum of companies that are both our clients.
Yeah,
and you know, it's one thing to talk about here's what can happen, here's what has taken place in the past, but to have somebody like Dr. Blanchard, who's been in the ER and has seen what things look like coming in the door, it gives us a real good perspective on that. The National Safety Council reports that a total of 117,000 people died from preventable injuries, commonly known as accidents, in July and August from 2011 to 2015. So in the summer months, when we're outside and enjoying that great summer weather, there's also some things we need to be careful about, and that's what we're here to talk about today. I want to start by talking a little bit about common summer injuries. And Dr. Blanchard, we'll start with things on the playground. The statistics tell us that more than 200,000 children visit emergency rooms annually for playground-related injuries, including fractures and contusions. And ER physicians treat more than 20,000 children a year for traumatic brain injuries. 45% of those injuries associated with lack of supervision. Tell us from a doctor's perspective what you see.
So when you work at the emergency department, the summer months are always the busiest months. This is the time that we have kids out of school. This is when a lot of us take our vacation time. So we do a lot of, in quotation, fun things, okay? And fun things, unfortunately, lead to injuries. So in the summer months, we experience a lot more upper and lower extremity fractures. And, of course, head injuries are also more commonly seen. And as mentioned, the lack of adult supervision is certainly a part of that. And I think even sometimes the adults are there, but they're busy on their smartphone, so they are not really paying attention to what's happening with the kids. And so these are things that I think we need to be present and be supervising and actually looking after our kids if we're going to be on the playgrounds. Now, the fractures of the upper lower extremities, majority of those are not, serious or prolonged injuries, but the head injuries can be. And so, falling from a height, all the play centers, there's always the possibility of falling from a height. So got to make sure that the child is appropriately or developmentally ready to be doing those sorts of things. And we do need to watch our kids. And if an injury like that does happen, we need to make sure that the child does get evaluated, especially if there's any loss of consciousness or any abnormal behavior. Or with small children, falling even more than, 3 or 4 feet can cause a significant head injury.
Serena, tell us what we can do as parents to kind of help make sure that our kids are in safe situations on the playgrounds.
Like Dr. Blanchard said, the most important thing is to actively supervise your children. I think my generation gets dinged a lot because we're, this mom's go to the playground or it's some time off for us. Our kids are busy. We're going to sit on our phones. We're going to sit and visit and we just have to be careful about that and make sure that we're keeping an eye on them. And it's a good opportunity for you to get some exercise yourself and be up with your children within arm's reach, especially those younger ones. But, we can't catch them every single time they fall. So there's some things you can do when you get to the playground. Just kind of evaluate it before you let them play. Make sure the playground is safe. One of the most important things to look for is that you're taking them to a playground that has this shock-absorbing surface. So those wood chips or the rubber mulch, sand, and make sure that that's at that proper depth. I believe that's about 12 inches. So that way, if they do fall, because they're going to, they're going to be playing on the climbing walls and those different things. When they fall, they'll have that shock absorber to absorb some of that impact. And then just making sure it's a playground that's age appropriate for your children. One of the most important things, children under age 4 really shouldn't be playing on climbing equipment. Or things like horizontal ladders. And I always talk to my son, you need to wear your tennis shoes. He always wants to wear his flip-flops to the playground. Make sure you have those tennis shoes on so you have a good, sturdy footwear for climbing and running and doing all that stuff.
That's a great point because the kids, they just want to whatever. They don't think about putting on the right footwear for what they're doing, but they're climbing on things, they're leaning against things, they're running, and they're not often on situations or surfaces that are flat and stable. There's a lot going on there. So it's a really good tip to think about what we want to do when we're wearing the footwear as well. And I think, again, going back to the statistics here, just taking a look at 45% of playground injuries associated with lack of supervision, it can happen quick. There's a lot of things, even when you're supervising your child, that can happen very quickly. You just have to keep an eye on the best you can. No guarantee, but it certainly helps. We'll be back with more Safety Talk with North Dakota Safety Council and Dr. Joel Blanchard from Sanford Ahmed as we continue here on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
How did the Dakota Access protests get as big as they did? That question from Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard and Director of the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services on the latest episode of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
It was amazing as they drove their narrative on social media how that camp could swell in a matter of a day or two from folks just driving in. So I think it was somewhat organic. I'm not sure anybody at the start of this thing saw it getting as big as it did, but these new technologies that we're all going to have to keep an eye on and learn to deal with, that you can very rapidly gather like-minded people together for protests like this. And again, when they have a area of land that they can basically move into and do as they see fit, they have the opportunity to come in and participate in that sort of activity.
That's Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard for another of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Keep listening for more right here.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty Property ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
MBI Energy Services is hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry, no better place than MBI Energy. They've got an established North Dakota tradition. The Williston Basin and beyond since 1975 has been a home to this great company. They offer comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com. Or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS. We're continuing our conversation about summertime safety tips and common summer injuries. We've got Serena Schmidt in studio with us today. She is the marketing manager at North Dakota Safety Council. And Dr. Joel Blanchard from Sanford Occupational Medicine is with us as well. The segment brought to you every month by North Dakota Safety Council with support from Workforce Safety and Insurance. And today's focus on common summer injuries sponsored by Sanford OcMed. We were talking in the earlier segment that we did about playground injuries. Well, when we're talking about driving, we're talking about more than just injuries. We're talking about fatalities. The period between Memorial Day and Labor Day is known as a teen driver's 100 deadliest days, and that's the deadliest time for teen crashes on our roadways. Family vacations going on. There are more cars and trucks and SUVs on the road. And the CDC reports that construction zones average nearly 800 driving fatalities a year from 2005 to 2014. Serena, what else do we need to know or be thinking about when we're on the road this summer?
You know, any time of year, traffic crashes are one of our top causes of fatalities. So it's something to be mindful of any time of year. But, you know, going back to the 100 deadliest days for teen drivers, in the summertime, you know, teenagers are out of school, you know, they're on the roads any time of day or night. Now, compared to during the school year, they're off the road, you know, at least during those school hours. And so one of the things we recommend, you know, for parents, when you're talking to your teen drivers, one of the things you can do is limit the number of passengers that you allow to ride with your teen driver. Or if they're riding in a vehicle with somebody else, you can limit how many people they can be riding with as well. A single passenger in a vehicle with a teen driver increases their crash risk by 44%. That significantly increases for each passenger you add into that vehicle. And so that's something really important for parents to consider. And the other thing is you can look at nighttime driving restrictions. A majority, 16% of teen driving fatalities happen between 9 p.m. and midnight. And so when you're talking to them about the rules of them having that driver's license and being allowed to drive your vehicle, you can limit that nighttime driving during those hours.
Yes, construction zones, another area. Just make sure you're being smart there for your protection as well as those workers who are working so hard. There's a limited amount of time in the part of the world that we live in to get that work in. So be smart about that. Always wear your seatbelt. Make sure all the passengers are buckled up as well. Dr. Blanchard, from a hospital's point of view, what are some of the lasting images that your staff will, you know, see, or things that will come in the door that just really wake you up as to what the danger is? And we're talking a lot about teen drivers today. What are some of the things that you take away from your work that you'd give as advice to parents from what you see?
Basically, a couple scenarios. So teen crashes, as mentioned, are much more common in the summertime, and the teenage brain is not focused on driving, unfortunately, if they're not by themselves. So they're easily distractible. That's just the nature of being a teenager. And the inexperience of varying road conditions affect that as well. And so, you know, stress to your kids that they need to wear a seatbelt, they need to focus on the road, they need to limit the friends in their car. And the wearing the seatbelts is not just for teenagers. It's for everybody. And I know it's been the law for a number of years, and yet you see a lot of people who aren't. And there's two incidents that stick in my mind very, very closely from a number of years back. There was two accidents, two Fridays, a week apart. Both families, you know, dad, mom, three or four kids in each vehicle, and the vehicle rolled. And, of course, the dads were not wearing their seatbelt. They were both killed. And I remember having to tell the mom and the kids that their father and husband were no longer here, and the other people in the car were not injured. I mean, can't even remember a scratch. There was nothing, yet both dads had been killed by the car crash, and just because of not wearing a seatbelt. So please, please wear your seatbelt.
And when you talk about teens and driving and lack of focus, lack of attention, we know cell phones are such a big part of our world today. It's not just the teenagers that struggle with being addicted to the cell phone, but certainly with young drivers, any additional distraction is difficult. So do all you can to remind your young drivers, put the phone in the glove compartment, do something with it so it's not a distraction when they are driving as well. I also want to talk some today about heat-related illnesses and injuries. And Serena, this is a big topic for us right now. We're starting to get into the hot time of the year. We've had some heat already, but statistically, we're really going to turn it up in July and August. What do we need to know about heat-related illnesses and injuries?
Well, you really need to be aware of how your body reacts to heat. You know, between my husband and I, it's pretty obvious I don't handle heat nearly as well as he does. So you have to be aware of how your body reacts and make sure you know the signs and symptoms of heat-related illnesses, which I know Dr. Blanchard can hit on. You know, there's a big difference between heat exhaustion and heat stroke. But, you know, one of the things you can do just to keep yourself, to avoid the risk of any heat-related illness is pay attention to the forecast. If you have a lot of, hard work to do out in the yard, try and do that, you know, in the early morning hours when it's not so hot yet, or maybe, you know, put it off till later in the evening, or at least take some breaks when you're doing it and go inside and cool off and drink plenty of water.
Dr. Blanchard, when we talk about heat stroke and heat exhaustion, a lot of us think they're the same kind of thing. And Serena alluded to it earlier, but tell us what we need to know about the difference and what to look for there.
Okay, so as we mentioned, this is called heat-related illnesses. And the first sign that you get what's called heat cramps, which are basically just painful, overworked muscles when you work in a humid and warm environment. And that's the first warning sign. If you get that, you know that you're already in trouble. You just need to take some steps that we'll address a little bit later. The second stage is heat exhaustion. That's when our body is still managing somewhat, but we've lost an excessive amount of water and salt, and our body's starting to have symptoms related to that. Okay, we may get a headache. We're sweating profusely. We're usually very red. We're dizzy. We might be a little bit irritable or confused, and we might have some nausea and even to the point of vomiting, okay? When that happens, our body is really in trouble. We need to really look after that. The next step is called heat stroke. It's not common, but it's a life-threatening disorder. What's actually happened, the body's tried to maintain its internal processes, maintain its temperature, but when you have a heat stroke, these protective mechanisms inside our body are now overcome. And so the body can no longer control the heat. And once our body temperature rises above 104, cell damage occurs. At that time, you often have dry, hot skin. You may have loss of consciousness. You certainly will be confused, and you may have a seizure. And this is a medical emergency that you need to call 911, okay? All heat-related illnesses are preventable, okay? Certain people are more at risk. Children, older adults, outside workers, people with disabilities. If you work outside when the weather's warm and you go to a home that is not air-conditioned, so you're in the heat all night as well, you're more likely to suffer from heat-related illness the second day. So our workers who work outside of construction sites are certainly at risk from this. Easy to avoid. You got to drink more water. You got to spend even a few minutes every hour in a cool area. You need to wear light clothes and light-colored clothes as well, loose-fitting clothes. And there's a lot of risk factors. So people who lack the recent exposure, so you get people moving from Florida or Texas to work here in the oil fields, and they say this is not warm. Okay, what we consider hot, they don't. But to us, when we're, you know, it was, what, 30 degrees, 39 degrees this morning, and then in a few days it's going to be 90 degrees, so we're not acclimatized to that. Second thing, if you've had a previous heat-related illness, you're much more likely to get another event. Of course, high temperature humidity, if there's no wind, which doesn't happen here very often, but if there's limited air movement, we don't. That's one of our protective mechanisms. The wind dries up, evaporates the moisture, the sweat, and so that cools us down. Not drinking enough fluids, and it's not sugar-containing caffeinated drinks that we need. We need water is what we need. Again,
Dr.
more physical
Blanchard,
exert- go ahead.
Pardon me. Please finish.
Yeah. The heavier the physical exertion, and if we wear protective personal equipment, that provides us with a loss of ability to cool down as well here. So,
yeah, sorry about that. I thought you had finished your point. My question for you that I wanted to follow up on is, can you build up a tolerance to heat that'll limit your the way you're affected by heat stroke or heat exhaustion, or are you kind of born with whatever you got?
No, and that's one of the precautions that we recommend to companies when I go talk to them about heat-related illness. There's an acclimatization plan that's called, where you spend, you know, a certain amount of time in the heat, and then you go cool off in a cool area, and you can increase that on a daily basis. And it's good to have the buddy system, someone with you who may have gone through the acclimatization process that keeps an eye on you, because when those things happen, you become confused, you don't understand what's happening, and you can't take the precautions. So, yes, we can acclimatize by gradually increasing how much time we spend in the heat.
And in, you know, 30, 45 seconds or so, I just want to get a real-life sense. That has to be a very disturbing situation, even for a medical professional like yourself, when you see someone come in that has had some kind of a heat stroke or heat exhaustion because it is so preventable. What's that like when you see those people come in and they exhibit all the symptoms you're talking about? You know that they're in some trouble.
Right. So with the heat stroke, it's an emergency. You got to really cool them down very quickly because there's brain injury occurring as we speak as the temperature is above 104. So these are things that all of us can do, not even in an emergency department. If you have someone who's in trouble, besides calling for help, lay them flat, get rid of some of their clothes, spray them down with water, get a fan going on them, elevate their legs. All these things are what are required to kind of reverse some of these things. So when people go on a long bike ride, all of a sudden someone starts acting funny. You know, you got a water bottle, spray them down, put them where there's wind and those sorts of things. Those help a lot.
Just one other note on heat exhaustion as well. With children inside of vehicles, just can't emphasize that enough. There have been 12 deaths already this year because of children trapped inside vehicles when it gets hot. So be extremely careful on that. Teach kids never to play in or around vehicles. That's another good way to make sure your kids stay safe in the heat this summer. When we come back, you're going to be surprised at some numbers that we have for you about drownings and how common they are and where they rank on the list of causes of death. We're going to talk about that because we're around the water a lot this time of year. More on that with North Dakota Safety Council Safety Talk on What's On Your Mind. Stay right there.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not. But you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
I got a call from my brother the other day, lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers, and they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Steve Halstrom in for Scott Hennen today. Coming up tomorrow, John Trandum will be in this chair, District 45 Republican chairman, joining you as host of the program. We are talking today with Dr. Joel Blanchard from Sanford Ahmed in Bismarck and Serena Schmidt, our guest co-host today, who is the marketing manager of the North Dakota Safety Council. We're talking today about things we can do to be smart during the summertime with activities and injuries, and we want to go rapid fire here through a few things. We've got a few topics we want to cover yet. Drowning is something that, Serena, we're around water an awful lot. And drowning is the second leading cause of death for people ages 5 to 24. I would have had no idea before I was reading our notes for the conversation today. What do we need to know about drowning as we get into the summer months?
You know, the most important thing is, one, wear your life jacket. If you're out on the boat, have your life jacket on. You, your kids, your guests on the boat, wear your life jacket because 7% of all fatal boating accident victims drowned, and of those who drowned, 84% were not wearing a life jacket. But you also need to know what to do in the event of an emergency. And so if you, especially if you have a boat, if you're going to be bringing people out on that boat with you, or you're taking your kid to the pool or taking other people's kids to the pool, no CPR. As a parent, there is no better thing you can do to prepare yourself than to go take a first aid and CPR class so you know what to do in an emergency.
Dr. Blanchard, we talk a lot about dry or secondary drowning. Those are terms we hear as well. Tell us about that.
Okay, so what happens in that event is the child may not have lost consciousness, and obviously didn't drown while in the pool. They were taken out, and they've survived, and they start breathing. But what happens at that time, they may have aspirated some fluids into their lungs, and then there's some secondary changes that occur in the lungs where there's not the exchange of oxygen as there should be. And then there may be some what's called laryngospasm, so the voice box basically just clamps up and there's no breathing. With the lung changes, it's called acute respiratory distress syndrome. And in a young child, this is more common under age 5, they may not be able to tell you that they're short of breath. They may not exhibit a lot of symptoms. And you think, well, I got them out. They look fine. I think I'm going to be okay. Well, they may not. So they need to be watched closely. And in fact, if they do go to the emergency department, there's a standard is an 8-hour observation to make sure that nothing does come of this here. So again, not common, but certainly a possibility.
Certainly so. Serena, biking is another area that we need to be careful about in the summertime as well.
Yeah, we were just talking about this earlier before the show. I've watched my son with a helmet on bounce his head off the curb when he's out riding his bike, a little 5-year-old. And I just thank God that there's in our neighborhood, there's 20 some kids and probably only 2 of them that wear helmets. And I'm just thankful that, you know, we stuck to our guns and we had him wear that helmet because those are head injuries he may not have recovered from. So make sure you are setting an example for your kids and you're wearing a helmet, and make sure they're wearing a helmet as well. And make sure that's properly fitted. There's a link on our website right now, www.ndsc.org, with a link to a video where you can learn how to properly fit a bike helmet. And that's super important. You know, one, wear the helmet. Two, make sure it's properly fitted.
Dr. Blanchard, what do you see when you have bike injuries coming into the ER?
One comment I'd like to add to that is you don't just have to tell your kids to wear a bike helmet. You have to do it yourself, because your example is what will determine what they do. And I just remember two examples of adults who one person just went for an early morning ride, and he lost control, ran into a barbed wire fence, and he comes to the ED, and he had scalped himself, basically. Just gone for just a very regular morning bike ride. Had he had a helmet, he would have had no injuries. And the second individual was in his yard just trying out his bike, and he fell, hit the cement, and he had a bleed into his brain. So these two things would have been totally preventable. And again, by our example as adults, will mean that the kids will do it as well. If you tell your kids you don't do it, then they say, well, when I'm big enough and I'm tough enough now, I'm not going to do it anymore. So this is how adults lead with this.
And sometimes it can be hard to get kids to wear their helmets. One of the things you can do is you take them to the store and they get to pick out the cool helmet. Maybe it's Spider-Man. Maybe it's the one with the mohawk down the
top.
But make sure they're picking out one that they like to wear.
Very good. Great stuff today. Dr. Joel Blanchard from Sanford Ahmed, Serena Schmidt, NDSC Marketing Manager. Thank you, folks, for being with us and giving us some really good reminders that we needed to hear as we head into the summer months. Thanks very much to both of you for the time today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Some really good stuff there. And go online to the North Dakota Safety Council's website, ndsc.org, ndsc.org. There's a great website there for you where you can see the training calendars, get involved, become an instructor, take a defensive driving course, not just for personal but business and commercial as well. Get your employees trained up as well. North Dakota Safety Council does a great job. Hey, folks, if you are waking up every morning with a stiff neck and it's just, you can't quite seem to shake it, that was me for a long time. And I said, I don't know what this is. I might have to go see the chiropractor, the doctor, whatever. Finally, I heard people talking about MyPillow, and I said, well, okay, I'll try it. You know, it's a pillow. How much difference can it make? Within a week, that crick in my neck and that soreness, that tightness where I felt like I just had a kink in the hose, it felt like it was gone. And here I am about a year later, and I've not had that come back since. And I credit the MyPillow for helping me get a good night's sleep and waking up and feeling better. The foam core
of that pillow keeps your spine aligned. They ask you questions before you buy it so you know what you're buying. And it's a fantastic product, one of the best products I've ever tried. Go on MyPillow.com with a promo code Scott, and you can get up to 50% off of any of the products there. I tell you what, you try it, you'll love it, and you'll be getting them for all the members of your family as well. All right, folks, that'll do it for me. Thanks for hanging with me here today. Appreciate it. John Tranum in the chair tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind. Take care.
Hey, royalty owners, listen up. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter is again holding their convention in North Dakota. The Oil and Gas Mineral Owners 5th Annual Convention, June 29th and 30th, is in Bismarck, North Dakota this year. This is an educational event open to the public. As always, the presentations will offer important information on what's happening in North Dakota that will affect mineral owners. Thursday night includes dinner, a movie about the history of the Bakken, and a tour of the North Dakota Heritage Center at the state capitol. For those new to mineral ownership, Mineral Management 101 will be offered. To register, go online to naro-us.org/events. naro-us.org/events. Or call 800-558-0557. 800-558-0557. And don't miss this year's Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention, June 29th and 30th in Bismarck, North Dakota. It's the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. See you in Bismarck.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.